Aloha.
Hello. And welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 463. Thank you very much for joining the show. Appreciate you. If you would like to email us, please do. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the address. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS-8257. Additionally, you can subscribe to the bonus content that we do here each and every week. For instance, you're going to hear us talk about the limited edition Girl Scout cookie flavor that's selling for hundreds of dollars per box. Raspberry Rally. We have thoughts on that. You can also hear us talk about how people are, TikTokers are trying to make their kids taller so they can ride the rides at Disney. All that stuff is the stuff that we do only for the people that subscribe. It's $5 a month. It's $50 a year, but I'm going to raise it to $55 because we all know that's too good of a deal. 2 months free? 2 out of 12? I don't think so. We're switching it to 1 out of 12. So, but I haven't done it yet. So if you're thinking about buying a year, do it now because it's going up $5. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well. Do you want to tease? We're going to have a very special episode pretty soon.
A draft extravaganza.
Yeah.
We're talking.
So many people kept like over the years, like, "Hey, can you do another draft?"
They love that. They love that. That was like episode like 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a raw version of the show.
It was tough. You were in a bathroom.
Yeah,
I was topless.
It was like 800 degrees in that fucking bathroom.
Yeah, it was summer. I was topless in a sweaty apartment. Jay Stu was there. Well, Jay Stu's tentatively
there
confirmed.
Were audio issues. At one point, you had to go to the store to get a microphone.
I did.
Or something.
Yeah, I had to go to Radio Shack. It was so long ago.
that's how long we've been recording.
Yes,
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack's out of business.
That's like saying I was waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to roll into town. Like, that's just an outdated phrase. Yes. Radio Shack.
We're getting the gang back together for draft extravaganza part two. Details on that to come. Did you watch the Chris Rock special?
I did.
Yeah.
But I had seen his stand up live.
Oh, that's right. You went to you saw him at MSG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it was pretty similar. I think he closed with the Will Smith stuff, whereas the show I went to, it was like 2/3 of the way into it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just touring, you figure out where, you know, right. what, and yeah. Obviously that's the big talking point. And,
you know,
people want to talk about, and he did it in Baltimore, Jada Pinkett's hometown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because there'd be no reason to do it in Baltimore. Oh. He's from New York City.
Well, it's a black city, because a lot of times.
But most people do it
in D.C.
In D.C.
Yeah.
So people are thinking he did it on purpose in Baltimore because that's her hometown.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it would be. It makes sense. I mean, it wasn't probably the strongest material he had. It was really good, but that it would make sense to use the Will Smith stuff as the closer because everybody's waiting for that, and you know, most people don't watch the whole special anyway, so. They would have tuned out after that, but I thought it was funny.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's not Bring the Pain.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And I remembered rewatching it this weekend.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, you think he's gonna, this is why he's a legendary stand-up, because you think he's just going to do the cranky old man, like the wokeness thing, but then he kind of turns it on his head and That's what a skilled comic can do.
Yeah.
Like Chappelle will sometimes take a stance and you're like, oh, you're just doing this kind of angle. And of course he's not going to do the obvious.
No, never. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what sets those guys apart. Yeah, I thought it was a good special. I thought, you know, he hit everything enough, and you know, it wasn't like a themed special in the sense that he spent about 10 minutes talking about how much he loves pussy. And that's, you know, like that's young Chris Rock. So, yeah.
I have a buddy. He talked about his daughter and being like his kids being spoiled.
Culinary school.
I have a buddy whose niece was like good friends in high school with that. With that girl. And like that, like at the center of that story.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like hearing.
Yeah, I thought that was good too. Okay, anything else we need to hit on?
No, I just started. I don't know where it's going, but on Prime, Christoph Waltz is in this TV show called The Consultant.
Oh,
and he's just super creepy. Oh, Christoph Waltz,
so good.
He's good, and so like I don't know where it's going, but if you watch the first two episodes, and it's cool. The first episode might be an hour.
Yeah,
I think there's like eight total. But the second episode was a half hour.
Oh, like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. I like when you go to throw one on and it's like, you know, sometimes a Better Call Saul is like an hour and 10 minutes and you're like, okay. But then you see one, you're like 46 minutes and you're like, nice. I can bang this out right now.
Yeah. Somehow even better. Yeah, I love the show, but I like when it's smaller.
Yeah. It doesn't feel as daunting. Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Light O' Troy on DVD.
Oh, no. Sitting here fucking with my mechanical pencil. Every fucking time. Why do I use it? And also, every time I go to write with it, it breaks. I don't erase. If I have something to erase, I just cross it out and keep moving. Why do I use the mechanical pencil? I could use a pen. I could use my trusty. Everybody knows I'm a Pilot G7 guy, black ink. I could go with that. Wait, G2, 7mm. My pencil's fucked. Ed, what's going on? Anybody die this week?
They did, but they're not getting the rest in peace. Now turn it off.
What? He's not going to fuck again.
he doesn't deserve any rest in peace. The old grabby former Panthers owner, Jerry Richardson, dead at 86. Do you know what a piece of shit, and my team is going through something.
Yeah.
To be a piece of shit that you're so bad that the league full of
they made you fire
billionaire assholes, they're like, we got to get this guy.
Right away.
Like, the Suns owner, of course, Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many bad dudes.
Yeah.
But all my only wish is for James Dolan of the Knicks to like drop N bombs on his players so maybe they can kick him out. Like,
you'd think his band would be bad enough.
Yeah. There's so many bad dudes, and Jerry Richardson was one of those bad dudes.
Yeah.
Really, really creepy in the office.
Yeah. He was squeezing it around the office. He'd be like, girl, get in here. Let me see them titties. Come in my office right now. Yeah. I need to see some titty. I got a meeting.
Hey, go get me some coffee. And you know he did the old windmill slap to the caboose.
Oh, yeah. Old school. That doesn't fly anymore.
Jerry? Well, he's taking a dirt nap, 86.
Yeah. Was he a car dealer, too? Let's find out.
Let's find out, because you know there's a high percentage chance. Yeah.
Jerry Rich Hard Son. Oh, it says football player. Well, that's not true, is it? Maybe he was.
You know what? I think I read that he was like an original NFL player. Oh,
he had a hair helmet. He kind of has the Jimmy Johnson hairstyle. Okay, Jerry Richardson, July 18, 1936, March 1st, 2023, native of Spring Hope, North Carolina, college football at Wofford. Little All America. Oh, is that like for midgets? Like for little people? No. After graduating from there, he played two seasons with the Baltimore Colts. Oh, Hardee's. He was at the. If you're an NFL Hardee's. Owner, you're either a legacy, or you're a car dealer, or something like this, where you owned a bunch of fast food franchises. Like that's and Hardee's. Yes. I mean, founding Spartan Foods. So yeah, this is just look. Those things are moneymakers.
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, Carl's Jr. Yeah. I think Carl's Jr. is a West Coast. It's kind of like Best Foods and Hellman's.
Right.
Carl's Jr. was a West Coast chain, and I think Hardee's was an East Coast chain, and then one acquired the other. I think it might have been Hardee's acquired Carl's Jr.
But I feel like I've seen national ads for Carl's Jr., even though I can't. I've never seen one on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But Hardee's is like really bottom of the barrel shit. Yeah. I don't know if Carl's Jr., but like Hardee's never struck me as the type of national TV advertising.
Right. Yeah. Well, Carl's Jr. was kind of good. Like up until the 90s, they had that Western bacon cheeseburger that I would fuck with often. You know, they were going with the whole, we charbroil our burgers. But I haven't had it in years, but I would never get it. Like I'm just disgusted by the idea of it.
Arby's was always disgusting. That sad roast beef sandwich at rest stops. And they have huge national ads too. I don't know what's going on. It's disgusting.
They got Ving Rhames and also Ed Arby's. It stands for roast beef. RB.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm just figuring this out now.
I'm
not figuring anything out. I just was told this.
I just learned it recently. RB's. Roast beefs.
Look, I can enjoy the hell out of one of my favorite sandwiches in Hoboken. They do roast beef with mutz and gravy. Oh, it's delicious.
What's mutz? What the fuck is mutz?
Mozzarella.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. You're getting all Italian on me. Sorry. Okay.
Well, because otherwise you got to pronounce it if you mozzarella. Say mozzarella one of these places, and I don't want to do like the whole like. So I just say, hey, can I get a roast beef and mutz?
Well, I mean, you know how to do it. Yeah. Oh, I would look like a real rube in there. That's a great sandwich. But Arby's, what they do.
But there's nothing sadder than like rest up roast beef.
They go, what they do is they send a kid over to the grocery store, the Piggly Wiggly, and they go, buy up all the Buttig. Get all that.
You know what they do?
Yeah.
They do the same thing that Joe Exotic did.
Yeah.
Buy all the
No, they're like, Timmy, go to Albertsons right now and buy all the Buttig. And he's like, the gray stuff? And they're like, yeah, the gray stuff. And he's like, but the turkey's gray. And they're like, buy it. And they're like, but the ham's gray. That's okay. Get that too.
We'll paint it. Yeah. We'll just paint it all.
But the roast beef's gray. Get it all. They grab that and they bring it back to the store. And then they go and then they get a bunch of white hamburger buns. And then they're like, just throw in the microwave. Just put the meat on the bun. Throw the fucking whole thing in the microwave. And then when people drive through, they'll give you a dollar and you give them one.
Yeah, just pour some really bad, really sweet barbecue sauce on there. Oh,
disgusting. So disgusting. Like,
well,
of all the choices, like we talked about how, within 4 minutes of me consuming McDonald's, I have stomach cancer. And so I can't really eat it, but I do because it's delicious. For whatever reason, McDonald's has figured out how to put enough sodium in something to make you desire it.
Right.
But these other places don't have it figured out. I don't understand how they're still in business.
And salt is cheap.
Yes. I know, right.
You would think they'd know that.
Yeah. Now
the cold, gross gray meat is Jerry Richardson.
R.I.P. in the ground. R.I.P. Jerry and all your Hardee's franchises.
So there was an Alabama girls basketball team that was forced to play in the boys league, and then they won the championship, and they were denied the championship, and they gave the second place team the championship.
Shout out,
honor. Yeah,
did they the championship trophy should have said, "Good job, never learning how to defend a set shot." Like what? I mean, you lost to girls. Like what? Get the fuck out of here! What? Because were they the same age?
Ooh, I gotta read it was like fifth grade girls.
Yeah.
And the girls, like, they won the championship, and you know that this just isn't going to stand. And it's one of those reasons where you talk about, oh, you coastal elites and stuff. Like, when these types of stories come out, I kind of do look down on Alabama. When the pedo Roy Moore almost won. Like,
well,
and now Tommy Tuberville is the guy.
Well, hold on.
These are reasons to look down on a state.
Hold on, Ed. Roy Moore was a pedophile, but on the other side, the other guy was a Democrat. So you understand why the election was so close in Alabama.
Like, really close.
Yes. I mean, it was like a few percentage
points. The dude was cruising. Wasn't he banned from the mall, local mall or something? Yeah, there was something like he had pushed it to the point where they're like, hey, Uncle Roy with his little tiny pistol.
Yeah.
He cannot go anywhere near this mall.
You're not allowed at the mall. But you could still go to Congress. The fifth grade girls team had been representing Spain Park High School in Hoover City, suburbs of Birmingham, but were given an ultimatum about their practice facility. Either play in the boys' championship or lose the opportunity to use the facility. The girls' team went on to beat the boys, so they weren't even asking for this. They were just
they just wanted to play, and then they're like, hey, you know what? Boys are king around here. You're going to have to live in our world.
Yeah.
And then they beat them.
Yeah. The girls' team went on to beat the boys' team on the way to winning the championship, only to find that they were denied the trophy. I thought everybody got a trophy these days. I can't read that name. The mother of one of the fifth grade players explained the saga on her Facebook page. And she, these aren't fifth grade kids, the picture. So proud of Riley and her basketball team is a hard lesson, blah, blah, blah. These girls have played, there's not really much detail here. Well, I mean, they won. Everybody knows who won, by the way. You know, sometimes a swimmer starts swimming in the NCAAs and that swimmer wins all the races, but everybody knows who really won. You know, that's just how it goes. Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some crypto bros bought an English football team, soccer team, to quote, give the crypto community something tangible that people can gather around every Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And root for.
Yeah.
And the team Crawley Town, their fans issued a statement through a popular podcast of the club. There is just one option, and that is to fuck off. Nobody wants these fucking crypto bros there. Well,
maybe because they didn't want to watch the team play in jogger pants and medallions and Gucci slides and gold sunglasses.
Yeah, the reason why the one town is going crazy, it's because it's Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
That's right.
Just random bozo crypto guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe the crypto guys will take the club to like some. Maybe they set up like their own crypto village, and just be at the team of their own village.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant. Once again in his career, forced to move to a team with established stars.
Of course.
The Suns, this time, with Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Ayton and stuff. Yeah. Well, Barkley and Shaq were talking about, you're never really going to get the respect of, the legends of the game when you do this. Yeah. And so Durant fired back and said, I don't need credit from them. Because he's chasing after. But, the fact that he responded shows, he is bothered that he's not getting the credit.
That's the thing. You can't – it's impossible to come back when you're a known burner account user. You've tipped your hand. Everyone knows you're a bitch. Everyone knows you care. Everyone knows you think about this stuff. And that's why they're calling you out.
When is he going to shave the head? It's really gross looking.
Because he's got the yarmulke.
He's got really patchy.
Mangy, yeah.
And we've talked about if you're bald, fine, but he's got this weird blotchy hair situation.
Yeah, him and LeBron, just shave the head, just shave it. Now Barkley, I mean, he tried doing this too. He tried to go to the Rockets at the end to chase a title.
Yeah. He and Drexler.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, and he wasn't successful. I mean, so he, but he can talk shit on anybody because he's Charles Barkley. And Shaq's, you know, he's a champion. He's the most dominant ever. But he was so fucking lazy. He could have had twice as many titles on his own.
Right. Never bothered to learn how to shoot a free throw.
Yes.
But Barkley will point out many times, like, I'm not in that upper echelon. Like, he'll let you know he's not. And he's just pointing out, Durant, you're not either if you're just always, oh, I'm going to join. This was, what, didn't he join after the Warriors had already won the championship?
Yep.
And then they just won it again with him?
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. He was,
and I think
he gravy trained.
Was saying, he quoted LeBron, who said, I knew I was never going to get that kind of level of respect until I went and won it with Cleveland.
That's right.
When he, because Dwayne Wade had already won it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And he and Dwayne Wade was much more the guy. People forget. Dwayne Wade was
really
much more the guy for the Heat.
He was unreal.
Yeah. So LeBron went back to Cleveland and Kyrie got him one. I mean, he got him one, got one on his own. So yeah, no, he's killing it. He's got a losing record in finals like all the greatest players do.
Texas Tech has suspended their basketball coach, Mark Adams, for using the Bible phrase slaves serving their masters as a way to inspire one of his players. It is, it has not been reported what the skin color of the player that he said this to
either way
is, but
either,
I mean, didn't go over
either,
very well.
Either way.
You need to listen to me like slaves serving their masters.
Things nobody wants to hear from anyone. A, slavery related Bible verses, and two, any other Bible verses.
Just, and three, trying to use Hitler's good points when you're trying to.
That's next. Was like, Craig?
Just a few things you can just cross out.
Yeah. Was who's the Pony Express guy? Craig.
Oh, James.
T. Nelson. Yeah, Craig James. Did he? Because remember, he got Mike Leach fired at Texas Tech because
his son got a concussion
and he made him stand in the corner or something.
Yeah, he made him wear sunglasses in like an outhouse.
Yeah,
or something.
He couldn't practice. So maybe he was involved, or maybe he'll get involved. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I mean, Texas Tech, who gives a shit, really? That's not a real place.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's the phrase that a buddy of mine was saying that he has a buddy who his son is in, and I'm sorry if some of our listeners are Texas Tech guys, but the phrase that in the area he lived in Texas, the phrase was, you better get your grades up or you're going to have to get your guns up, because that's the Texas Tech mascot.
didn't Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech, though, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So they got him.
A guy named Quentin Dormady was reinstated by the XFL one day after being cut for giving the team's plays away to other teams.
Wow. I mean, but he was still on the team?
I think he was banned from the league.
Right. But while he was still on the team, he gave the plays away.
Orlando Guardians.
Wow.
They're reviewing and then they're bringing him back. He gave plays away. Wow. Do this, doesn't kind of every team being like, you know what? I don't know if we can really trust this guy to run our offense.
No, not at all. I didn't realize. I mean, I was surprised that the XFL had plays, if I'm being honest. I thought it was like kind of like roller derby.
Sandlot.
Yeah, you know, like they're like, hey, so-and-so's coming out of the hot tub and he's running on the field. Like it's, you know, like it's predetermined.
Yeah, there could be. They're very much.
Uh-oh. I kind of lost you there for a second. You back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I thought it was like roller derby. And also, like, what was roller derby? Like, they would just skate in a circle, but also, like, wrestle each other? Do you remember roller derby, Ed?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It was like wrestling. It was like pro wrestling, but they would all have nicknames and teams. Right.
Yeah, and now I think they still do it, but it's like a lesbian pastime. Like they all have teams and they go out on the weekend. Roller derby is a fast-paced full contact sport played on quad roller skates. Each game is 2 30-minute periods composed of 2-minute plays or jams. I'm out. Each team
seems a little.
Yeah, each team starts with 4 skaters playing defense, blockers, and 1 playing offense, jammer. So wait, is there a ball? Like, how do you get the objective? Each team,
I assume, cross the line.
Yeah, each team fields a single point scoring skater. Oh, so you're trying to get one guy, the jammer. Nomenclature here, whose object is to lap as many opposing skaters as they can. But then they're like, Ted DiBiase threw tacks on the track or something. Like they would, or oh, there's marbles, a bag of marbles.
Yeah, I don't
has been released.
I don't think it's on the level.
I really think
I think there's like wrestling hijinks.
Hold on, is roller derby real or fake? The roller derby you may have watched in the 70s and early 80s was often scripted and rehearsed. The roller derby of today is real and thought of as more of a sport than spectacle. Oh, this has to be women's flat track. See, I don't think dudes do it. Women's Flat Track Derby Association.
This is a lesbian
It's a lesbian weekend. It's a, you know, it's a way to hook up, get the girls together.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. Love roller derby. Let's sort of bring it back to the Texas Tech world.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes' brother, Jackson, was accused of sexual assault by a woman who said he forcibly kissed her. Now, Brian, did you have Jackson Mahomes going after a woman on your bingo card? Because I did not.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes they'll go extra hard after a woman just to, like, throw you
There's
off.
There's video of him grabbing a woman and kissing her.
Oh, and just the picture here of him. He's doing selfie mode with his brother. Is he older? Is Jackson must be younger, right?
I always assumed 22. He was younger.
Yeah. Okay. Police are investigating allegations against the younger brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The 22-year-old Jackson Mahomes is accused of assaulting a waiter and owner of a restaurant in Overland Park, Kansas. Jackson,
he's probably near where he gloms off his brother.
Yeah, exactly. Jackson allegedly shoved a 19-year-old male waiter who reportedly requested to not be named.
Oh, male waiter.
Yeah. Well, no, hold on.
I thought I saw a video of him grabbing a woman.
Both. He pushes the male. He's like, get out of here. And then he grabs the lady. He's like, look how he pushes him out of the way.
Don't
he's
you
like,
know who my brother is?
Yeah, look at me. Look at me. Kiss this girl right here. And he pushes the guy out of the way. This occurred before he reportedly kissed Aspen Vaughn. Oh, that's a name. The 40-year-old female owner of Aspen's Restaurant and Lounge. Okay. I want to see the video here because I think it's on here, right? Oh, no. The incident.
I saw the video on like TikTok or Instagram. Oh, somebody sent me the link.
There's some on Twitter here. I think I sent it to you. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay. Oh. It's a pretty good video. Oh, quite a suit that this woman's wearing. Oh, my God. Whoa, buddy. Oh, he grabs her from behind. He grabs her by the neck.
Ooh. Do you know the famous, I think it's Times Square on like VE Day.
Yes. Yeah.
Where two of the guys kissing her.
Yeah.
Apparently that was a Jackson Mahomes situation.
Shut up.
The woman said years later, no, that was a traumatic experience. This random sailor just grabbed me and started mouth raping me.
Yeah. Well, remember when, guy with the huge nose, Adrian Brody. No, him too. Remember when Adrian Brody won the Academy Award and he's grabbed Halle Berry and just started making out with her against her will? And I think nobody said anything because the director of the movie was a child rapist. So they were like, hey, can't really say anything.
This was Polanski's movie.
Yeah, the piano. That was right. That was like the last moment where anything like that would ever be allowed. Like today,
yeah.
Could you imagine? And for the better, obviously, people should not be grabbing people and fucking trying to make out with them. But this is, this is like, and you could tell this poor woman, she doesn't like it, but she's like trying not to put up too much of a fuss. She's like kind of fixing her lipstick and she's like kind of smiling, but you could tell, I mean, this is an assault. And also this restaurant looks seedy, like low ceiling, like there's a lot of mess. They must be in like a back room. Yeah, it looks like it does. Is this now she's 40 years old. So we know this isn't Telly Tuput being involved, but
no, he wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't have to deal with him anymore. Now, how do we get rid of Brittany Mahomes?
Yeah, well, I think usually with NFL quarterbacks, that just kind of runs its course.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Well, that it shouldn't take too long.
NASCAR's Chase Elliott will miss the Las Vegas race after breaking his leg in a snowboarding accident.
How is he allowed to snowboard? He's not, right? You remember when the it was the All-Star break many years ago, and Lakers shooting or small forward, but he was like 6'11", Vladimir Radmanovich, over the All-Star break went snowboarding in Park City and he broke his leg or his shoulder or something.
Do you snowboard or ski?
Yeah, I snowboard.
So I only tried snowboarding once.
Yeah.
And my wrists were in so much pain after that day and I never tried again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of, it's a lot of falling down and getting back up at first. But this guy's makes millions of dollars. Like he has to have a contract that specifically says you can't go snowboarding. And also, it's during the season. Their season just started.
Right, that's off-season stuff.
Yeah. If anything, I mean, like some guys have in their contract that they can't bowl. You know, it's
bowling.
Like it's like anything. It's like, that's my phone. Sorry. It's like any of that stuff you're not allowed to do. Elliot injured his left leg in a snowboarding accident. 3-hour surgery.
Ooh, he really. Yeah. Badly. It's not like a little fracture. Yeah. He's going to miss more than the Las Vegas race if he had 3-hour surgery.
Yeah, that's his clutch foot. I expect it to be several weeks, but beyond that, well, they'll get a fill-in, but still, the sponsor's got to be fucking pissed.
Right. We saw in Days of Thunder how mad the sponsors can get.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Well, maybe he could do the thing like, remember Chuck Yeager, he like broke his ribs. So Sam Shepard playing Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff, he brought like a long piece of dowel into the test pilot thing so that he could work the controls because he couldn't reach him or something. Maybe Chase Elliott, they can rig something up. Or like look, the Def Leppard guy, he doesn't have an arm.
Hey, that's right,
and he still plays the drums.
He still drums away.
Yeah, there's got to be something they could do for this Chase Elliott. And I really hate that name, Chase. Not the name for a regular person. I hate the name for a race car driver. Because that's obviously why. Because his dad was Bill Elliott, right? So that's why he named him Chase. Because he's chasing.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, he's chasing the cars out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Is his other son gas pedal or spoiler? Yes, like what
gear shifter. Yeah, just gear shifter Elliott. It's going to take over the car.
Ex-NFL linebacker Blake Martinez made $5 million in 7 months selling Pokemon cards.
No.
It's unreal. I think he was a Raider. He was a Giant for a while. But like he left the NFL and just started getting into the Pokemon business.
Stop it. Stop. No, I don't.
And see, I'm guessing that's more money than he made in the NFL.
We should have, this is actually, oh, for sure. This is, we already mentioned him, but friend of the show, Telly Tuput, he could probably clue us into this because.
What?
He has several people on the payroll that go to he has two Walmart managers on his payroll that hold the baseball cards for him. Yeah. I don't think, he might be into Magic the Gathering as well. But I don't get like how, I don't understand. Can't they just make more Pokemon cards? Like, They just make certain ones and they just agree. They're like, wink, wink, we only made 5 of these or 50 or whatever. And you're just supposed to believe.
Only, here's the one with the wings, and this has 3 eyes. Yeah. Like, what is this? Oh,
you know a lot more than I do.
It's no. I know they're not humans. Like, when you had a baseball card.
Yeah. Yeah.
The better the player, the better the card was for the most part. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, Pokemon, is there such thing as, like, a more talented Pokemon? Like, this one.
No.
Shoots lasers more. Like, what do they do?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure what Pokemon. I just I know it's like Japanese cartoon anime stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what they actually do.
I don't either, but I know somebody probably wants to fuck them. I think probably a big aspect of the Pokemon business is people are horny to fuck them. And they're like, I want the ones I want to fuck.
Fuckability score.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. I lost my train of thought. Oh, the
I feel like it must be lasers. Well, they must do something, right?
Well, also, isn't it a game?
I'm going to look up what Pokemon.
Yeah, find out about Pokemon. The best, and I'm not, I was never, I mean, I did have baseball cards, but I never really got into it because every time I remember I'd be like in kindergarten and first grade and I'd have cobbled together some change, like some 85 cents. And I'd go, hey, mom, stop at the liquor store. I'm going to get a pack of cards. And then I'd get a pack of cards. And then it'd be like 3 Frank Tananas, 5 Manny Sanguians. You know.
I had so many Frank Tananas.
Frank Tanana. First of all, Frank Tanana was on like 7 teams. And also, what is that name, Frank Tanana? It drove me crazy, that name, Frank Tanana. Fucking kind of name is that? Can't even write it down because I don't have my pencil.
I'm pretty sure that's a dragon. I'm trying to look, and the gameplay seems really confusing.
Yeah?
There's lots of confusing, and I can't really tell. But it looks like there's also this dude who looks he's kind of a modern Japanese speed racer type guy.
Oh, I could see that.
Like, there's like a human-looking dude.
And he fucks the Pokemons.
And then I definitely recognize this. What's it called? Ashes... Pikachu. I've seen him.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Like, he's like a dog with a lightning bolt tail or something.
Are there ones where they like fucked up? Like, remember the Billy Ripken fuckface card? Like, that was the great card to have.
Yeah, like Pikachu's tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Says fuck off on it.
Or guys would be an asshole and they'd be like, hey, pose for the picture. And they'd be right-handed hitter and they'd stand left-handed because baseball players are real dumb. So that, that's like, oh, look how funny I'm being. So maybe there's like something like that. But I remember.
Well, they all look like, they look like Japanese furry kind of like they look like. Like little childlike turtles and dragons and stuff.
Yeah. Or the Thundercats. Lion-O.
It doesn't look like they do stuff. It doesn't look like they've got like lightning bolts
but they got powers. There. They got some kind of powers. Maybe
this one's a straight up dragon, and then this one looks like 3 turds.
Oh, Ed, please the language. Do you think Pikachu like his power is his ability to avoid being raped by Japanese businessmen? Like that's why you're like, oh, I need to get a Pikachu.
Now, Pikachu looks like he's just taking it.
Really? He's a sub.
There's a dragon with fire at the end of his tail.
Yeah.
And that is definitely to fight off Japanese penises.
Yeah. He's probably the best at that. I remember a buddy of mine was telling me about Magic the Gathering one time, which I think Telly might be involved in. He might know about that. And he was saying you can assemble like a powerful deck of like you have your own deck of cards.
Voltron?
No, but like, sort of.
No.
Voltron was robots that there were robot lions that could band together. It seems like
whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The parts are greater than.
It seems like it would be harder to fight 5 or 7 different colored robot lions than it would just one large robot.
Because they can come at you from all directions, whereas you have this giant target in front of you.
It's just one. It's like, would you rather fight 100 regular sized ducks or 100-foot duck.
Hmm.
You know, and I think I would probably take the regular size. Well, no, wait. No, I'd take the 100-footer because you could just fucking probably. Do I get an axe? What if I get an axe? If I got an axe, I take the 100-footer every time.
I could fuck up a giant duck.
Yeah.
His legs are skinny. I would just take an axe to his leg. Yeah.
What if, though? What if that duck got a hold of you and held you down and fucked you with its corkscrew penis? Or no, it's barbed. It's barbed. A cat has a corkscrew one, doesn't it?
Oh, wait, doesn't the duck's penis look like a trident? Like it doesn't have spikes or something? Like,
fuck. Yeah, I think it's barbed on the end. Duck penis. I'm typing it in. This is look, I never Googled. What's that thing where you have a Peyronie's disease? I never Googled that because it freaked me out. And you looked at a few of them and you said, don't Google it. Now I'm Googling duck penis. Oh, fuck.
I was watching a basketball game this weekend, and there was a commercial for Peyronie's treatment.
And it's bentcarrot.com.
Yes, bentcarrot.com.
I've seen it.
It's amazing.
Bent Carrot. That could have been our guy, Chuck Snowjet SST, our Peyronie suffer, Chuck.
Great guy.
Chuck, who is yet another one of our Minneapolis listeners. Chuck, who, by the way, gave us this song.
Oh, yeah. He's a talented musician.
Yeah. He's a music teacher. Do it justice.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing.
So good.
So good.
And I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
How bad is my fucking dick? But he was not having good success with his Peyronie's treatment.
I think
treatment.
He just said the treatment itself was a drag.
Worse than having a curved dick. But you must have a really curved dick to need the treatment. Because a lot of dudes just have a regular curved dick. Oh, my God. Here's a duck auto filleting. So it looks like a...
All right. I got to look. Duck penis?
Yeah, duck penis. It looks...
Hey,
yeah, no. I know.
Uh-oh.
It's real like curly and one. It looks like a like
this macaroni. Duck is gonna do some work on the sides.
Yeah,
when it enters.
Yeah. Because it's look, the whole point of this duck dick is because animals are rapists by and large, unless we're talking bonobos who like to get it on. But for the most part, an animal.
Yeah, so you can't escape.
Yeah, they want to lock up. And hold on to you. Yeah. And you know, like how cats get stuck together. You ever hear that? Oh, these cats in my yard, they were stuck together. I had to turn the hose on them because cats have like a barbed dick that they stick it in there.
Oh, no.
And it's like a fish hook, you know, it just holds on so they can hit you with a lot of that cat sperm. Duck. Same idea. It's real twisty. Oh my God. I think this one might be the. Is that the balls? Oh, my fuck.
I'm very uncomfortable after what I saw.
This is a lot. And it's real long. Do you see the one where it's like a drawing and it's like flying in the air?
It looks like he's shooting out a curly laser out of his penis.
Yeah, dick laser. Whew. What were we talking about?
Blake Martinez, the linebacker.
All right.
Paid $5 million. Pokemon
cards. Now that's... I don't like, how does he, I got so many questions, but I don't really have any questions. Cause I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I want to know, but I don't want to know. Like, it's just weird that in this day and age, they just don't produce more cards.
I don't understand that either. Yeah.
Because when you talk about value of cards, it's in the secondary market.
Yeah. Yep.
Right,
yep.
It's the secondary market. Yep. So why doesn't the Pokemon company just be like, "Hey, let's just print more. We can make more money for us."
Yeah, this is like what Ticketmaster does with the Springsteen tickets. They go, it's sold out, but it's not sold out.
Sorry, Swifties.
Yeah,
we just gave ourselves 3/4 of the ticket.
Yeah, and they go, oh, but we'll help you find some resale tickets. But it's just they never sold them the first time. They just told Bruce, hey, we're selling tickets for $250. And then they go, ah, it's sold out. And they do, it's, well, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme. They go, hey, well, you know, we're just going to pay Bruce what we said we're going to pay him. We're going to buy all the tickets for ourselves because we know we can sell them for more. And then that's what they do. They fuck you coming and going.
And the artist is like, all right, I'm getting paid and it's selling out. Yep. So I guess everybody's getting their tickets. Yep. But yep. It doesn't work like that. Exactly.
I first got involved with Pokemon cards when I was 6. I do my chores, then go to my local Circle K store to buy the base Pokemon sets. The original sets that also came out in English. I lost track of collecting once I started playing football. But years later, when COVID-19 happened, see, this is another...
A casualty of the pandemic.
COVID-19, yeah. It's this guy got rich. Happened, and everything started to skyrocket with trading cards. I've heard this from many people. I called my mom to see what I had. Oh, so he already had the ones from when he was a kid. She told me the cards had been either thrown away, oh, like my uncle's Mickey Mantles, or given away. And that's when I decided to get back into the hobby and start recollecting. Okay. I began to realize it could become a full-time thing. Are you fucking kidding me? When I started collecting again about 2 years ago, I found streamers on Twitch and different platforms doing box breaks. A box break is where you take a sealed product of Pokemon with 36 packs.
He must have been a real hit in the locker room, huh?
11 cards in each pack. And people bid to win a certain pack, hoping it's one of the 12 that have holo foil cards in them, which are the expensive cards. It was exciting to watch, and I thought... Why don't I do this? Holy shit. Okay, let's watch one. Is there sound here? Let's see. Because they're going to... Somebody's doing a foil... What do you call it? Okay, I'm not signing in. Here we go.
Oh, unwrapping?
Yeah. Okay, he's unwrapping it. He's opening it. Pokemon. Turns him over. Eyeball thing, guy, something, not sure, I don't know, animal, another one, animal, oh! So that, I knew that was, because so he said foil, and I knew this was one because it's shiny. So basically, they put a shiny thing in some of the boxes, and then that's good. This is like when, and this was after, look, much like pro wrestling, I used to collect baseball cards, but then I turned 9. So this is much like
I love baseball cards in like third grade.
Oh yeah, except for all the Tananas and Sanguines. But then
yes, that was the downside.
That was a problem. Like you'd never get like it was some Daryl Strawberry. You know, it just those didn't exist. And then later they would start like putting. They're like, here's a piece of Ken Griffey's jersey, and they would put it in the card. And then that would be like a more expensive card. So that's kind of like these, foil ones where they're like, look, this one's shiny. So it must be worth more. Look, I hate this. I hate that people are getting rich from this because I don't understand it.
It does bother me. Yeah. I don't want to think about it. I get that. Like you lived your dream of making the NFL, but like you feel like, all right, I can get out with my knees and head and you know, yeah. Not too damaged.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. That's where you're supposed to open a restaurant or something. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
As the ex-player, like Pokemon is paying the bills. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, you know what you're supposed to do in this situation is you're supposed to start fucking buying Taco Bells and Subways.
Or
like, yes.
You know what? I know this is more for ex-college athletes. I've known a couple that they go and they're closer at the car dealership. Hey, oh, yeah. you want to hear some tales of being the quarterback for Notre Dame?
Yep.
And it's like, hey, yeah.
Yep.
If you can buy this F-150.
Yep.
I'll tell you about the Fiesta Bowl in 1990.
1995 MOP. Ed O'Bannon is a
yeah.
car dealer or works. He's like a fleet manager in Las Vegas and just crushes it because he's 6 feet seven. He's a handsome dude, played in the league. People, you know, why would you buy a car from some greaseball when you can buy a car from Ed O'Bannon? Same fucking right. car.
Handsome dude.
Yeah.
Has some stories to tell. Yeah. Hey, I beat Corliss Williamson in the finals.
Yeah, Scotty Thurman couldn't check me. Also,
40 minutes of hell was bullshit. Also, I gave them 40 minutes of hell.
Also, in the semifinals, fucking made Big Country look slow and old, or slow and white.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he was both of those.
By the NBA,
One of my all-time favorite stories is Bryant, Big Country Reeves. He goes to Oklahoma State, right? And they're like, they go, yeah. like, it's like their first road trip or something. And the plane takes off and they're in the air. And he looks out the window and he's like, oh, man, is that New York? And they're like, no, Big Country, that's Tulsa. I don't know if that's true. It's a story I heard. Yeah, look, Pokemon, you know, whatever. Good for you, guy. I wish I understood it.
Yeah. I actually don't wish I understood
it. Well, me either.
I kind of like not knowing what's going on.
I wish I knew a way to get $7 million. That's basically what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah. The Saudi-backed LIV Golf.
Yeah.
Did not get off to a ratings bonanza start. They were unable to beat World's Funniest Animals in the ratings.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, yeah, and also they're on the CW,
which I think we talked about.
Yeah,
they had some award show, and Seth Rogen said, "Hi, we're starring on the worst network or something like that. The network none of you want to be on."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't have, you know, I'm a cord cutter, so I don't have access. Well, the CW might have an app. I could maybe get the CW app. Yeah,
but this underlines LIV Golf is sports washing.
Yeah.
It's about the Saudis.
Yeah. Jamal Khashoggi. Know, yeah.
Right? They're just trying to like live out their fantasies of saying, hey, like, look, we're cool. But it has nothing to do with it. They're not worried about the revenue stream from U.S. television.
Yes.
No. That's all bonus for them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. I don't know why, if they care that they make money. But also, I mean, it does. It's kind of a bad look. And, you know,
it's a bad look.
Yeah. Those those princes are pretty proud that, you know, everything they touch turns to gold. Like, literally, like they have their cars gold plated and shit. So, like, they probably want to be seen as successful in this. And yes, they do this because they don't want you talking about how they beat their women in the street. You know, they want you to talk about how they have a nice golf league and, you know, it's not going too well. And, but like how they'll probably support it forever. You know, eventually it'll go enough based on their support, right? They're not just going to quit.
No. They're not giving up on this, but I think it will be fun. I think they should make the shark try to explain the ratings, you know, because he's the spokesperson.
Yeah.
Right? No, he's always kind of like explain it. So it'd be kind of fun to be like, hey, so what was it like losing to World's Funniest Animals? Like,
yeah, I know.
Was the llama that much better than the 300-yard drive or whatever?
He might just start talking about his big old dick. Because
he is packing. That's true. He doesn't have a care in the world.
No, he really doesn't. He really doesn't. He's rich as fuck. He was, you know, he dated Chris Evert.
Did they marry?
Then they married and they immediately divorced.
Do you think they didn't consummate?
Maybe it was
she couldn't handle his equipment.
It's just too much. You know, maybe they weren't on the same continent a lot when they were dating.
And hey, Chrissy, can you handle my didgeridoo? Yeah.
Put this one in your pouch, eh? Uh-huh, yeah.
Let me put it in your wallaby.
yeah, you know, I wonder if that outright, so they got a 0.2 overnight rating. And you know, the big thing in TV is like, does it outrate Gunsmoke? That's like the level. Like what? Cause a
60-year-old show.
Yeah. If you put an episode of Gunsmoke on, I think they'll say like about 500,000 people will watch Gunsmoke. So you got to be, so if you're not doing more than 500,000 people, there's no point in your show existing because they could just put Gunsmoke on.
Right, because there's no production cost for Gunsmoke.
A Gunsmoke's already made. You license a Gunsmoke, you throw that out. So like SportsCenter barely outrates Gunsmoke. Same with like all those afternoon shows, you know? It's just, but they're like a little bit better than Gunsmoke. And that's like, that's the line, you know? You just got to be better than Gunsmoke. It seems like, because problem is, if they're not better than Gunsmoke, they're going to lose their, because they could just throw on Gilligan's Island. CW doesn't need this, you know? They don't need to be paying for this.
I'd love to see Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Where the Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Not Japanese, by the way.
Yeah. I know. Mexican, right?
Yeah. I think you might have been Italian. Now we got to look that up. Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I think he was Italian. Yeah,
I think he might have been.
Do you know who? You know who is Mexican? I think a lot of the
Indians.
The Indians in F Troop and stuff.
Vito Scotti. let's see who else he played. Dr. Boris Belenkov. Oh, he played a Japanese guy several times. Vito Scotti.
Oh, man.
I forgot his
look with the glasses.
Yeah.
Japanese sailor.
I know. It's tough. You know, he thought the war was still going on.
It's still not as bad as Mickey Rooney and
That's not even
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's like been eradicated. That's like not even. Oh, yeah, so he was a guest star. You know, they would do this. They would just use the same guy and have him play different characters.
Sure.
Because every week there was, you know, sometimes the Globetrotters would show up.
He was like, he was like Phil Hartman on The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A blast from the past. Uh-huh. Oscar Pistorius is up for parole. I think hearing is next week.
I didn't kill Riva.
Riva, you could not give me a parking ticket. Diplomatic immunity.
I don't. This story bums me out.
I'm the Blade Runner.
This story bums me out for a couple reasons. One.
Well, Riva.
She was so hot.
Beautiful.
It's so much sadder when pretty people die. Yeah. It just is. Yeah. Like it's.
It is. She had so much joy to give the world.
Yes. And this guy, who for some reason was allowed to run in the Olympics with springs strapped to his legs, first of all. Why are we having the Olympics if we have robots in the Olympics?
He had springs, and if you didn't like that, you were shamed.
Yes, yeah. Why? Yeah, because he's disabled. But then he's also extra abled. Because there's no way, if he had regular-ass legs, he was running at world-class speeds. Sorry, he wasn't. There's no way. He had fucking spring legs, which are fine if you're in a spring leg Olympics.
And he loved shooting his gun everywhere. Yeah. Fast food restaurants.
Yeah. And through the door when he thought Riva was an intruder.
Right? Because that's usually what happens.
Yeah, intruder breaks in. Goes immediately to the primary bedroom.
Starts rifling through your bathroom.
Yeah, he's like, I need some aftershave.
Flushes the toilet.
Where do you keep the gold bond? I'm surprised he was still in.
It seemed like he was going to jail. Then one of these like shady on the take judges was like, no, he's fine. And I guess he went to jail, but. I think next week he's probably going to get out.
Yeah, and I thought they were going to like let him serve, like, because he lives in, you know, nice neighborhood. And I thought they were going to like let him.
They're all like walled off.
Yeah,
like mini cities.
Yeah. Prison authority confusion. Oh, they're trying to determine how much time he's done. Well, I mean,
I didn't kill Riva.
You could not give me a parking ticket.
Do you think I mean, what's the relaunch? Like, does he go on Big Brother? Is there a South African Big Brother? Like, it's like...
I think he could do... Maybe he enters next year's slam dunk contest with, like, full-on springs.
Yes!
And he's just doing windmills and shit.
Yes!
And then when people are like, hey, this is kind of fucked up. Like, we have to jump with our legs. Yeah. And he's like,
"What?
I have legs, too."
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, like, he's leaping cars like Blake Griffin, but they're like it's like the South African prison bus or something. Like, it's, you know, it's got like some kind of local color. Because we learned that you don't have to actually play in the NBA to be in the NBA dunk contest. Right. So, but also, right, maybe just put him in the NBA. Like, he could jump pretty high, I bet, if you give him the right fake legs.
Right. And if you say he shouldn't, then you're going to be shamed.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
You're an ableist piece of shit.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's talk. Let's do some emails, voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. He's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got the tits.
So I started the latest episode. Oh, wait, no, we do voicemails first. I have a note here, and it says VM. That you do that before you start reading the ones with words.
Hey, Brian and Matt.
Oh, Jeff in Denver.
You guys are discussing air systems, plus right, and whatnot.
Yep.
I have a question for both of you. And Brian, since you're the expert, I really want your opinion. Okay. Ed, you can shut up on this, I guess.
Whoa, jeez.
Howard Stern, wig or not?
I guess
there seems to be a rumor that that dude's bald.
I don't think so.
And that luxurious hair is fake. I'm sure that's something he'd like to keep under wraps.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it's kind of like his deal. Yep. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Well, he definitely dyes it. Like, he was. Oh, hold on, Ed.
I haven't looked at Howard in a while. Pretty robust, Ed.
I think he just dyes it. I know his dad was always bald, but his mom always had like a big curly afro.
Yeah. Boy. I mean, I'd have to see some more video here because, oh boy, he's looking pretty old. Because, I mean, some of the pics, it could definitely be a wig.
But then I never thought it was a wig. I never believed that he wasn't dyeing it.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm with you. I never thought it was a wig either until I never even thought about it until this guy brought it up. It's because sometimes guys aren't bald, but they'll just juice it. They'll like have a, like they'll clip in. Well, see, this is.
So if you Google Ben and Ray Stern, you'll see that mom always had like a pretty good head of hair.
Yeah. See,
I know that, you can't, it doesn't always translate like that, but his dad was always bald from what I remember. Yeah.
I'm looking, at a sort of a recent picture, and because it really comes down to, you got to get a look at that hairline. And if you can't ever see someone's hairline, it's usually because they're juicing it. Now, I've got a picture here where I can see, it looks like he's had like a little wind vent and it's kind of like blown it apart in the front. And it looks like that is his real hairline in the front. Now, you never know. He could be juicing it in the back because people get that little. Yeah, and here's another one. This definitely isn't a wig here. This is his real hair. The in-studio ones are good because he's not done up for an event.
No, this looks like his real hair. Yeah, I think I'm with Ed here. I think it is real hair. He could juice it for events. I was watching that Tony Hawk documentary. And I think,
on HBO.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Me too. I think he might have been like clipping in something to just give himself a little more volume while he was shooting that. Because I don't think he's bald. But also, you know, it, like a lot of movies, you watch a movie, most of the time the dude has a wig on because it looks better. It's more full. It's bigger. You know, they got it. The hair doesn't read on TV. Or in a movie like you would expect it to. But I'm going to say Howard Stern, real hair. At least in the front.
Speaking of that documentary,
yeah.
One of the takeaways that I had was how much ass did the Bones Brigade get when they went over to Asia? And it looked like the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed like a clip of when he was going to Japan or wherever. Those guys... Right, it was the Bones Brigade.
Yeah,
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Mike McGill, Tony Hawk, Lance Mountain,
Caballero.
Yeah, Steve Caballero. My girlfriend has a friend who lost her virginity to Tony Hawk.
Wow.
While on one of those, you know, like while on tour. Look.
Does he do like a 720 in the sack, or does he do?
He spins, like, he inserts, does a little,
a spin around, is he a loud comer?
Yes, well, that's what I would like to know, I'll ask.
Yeah.
Can we find out, Tony Hawk, is he, in fact,
who's that loud comer?
Tony Hawk. Okay, thank you for that, Jeff in Denver. Here's another one. Ah, shit. Close the tab. Bear with me. Hold on. Where do I keep the tab? Right here. Got it. Nope. Hold on one more time. And there it is. One more voicemail. Right here. Here we go.
Hey, Ballers. It's Katie Shady calling you about the woman who is suing Steven Tyler.
Oh, we talked about this. A woman.
Oh, what do you say? Transgression of passion. It was some like bullshit. Like,
yeah,
I fucked a child is what he should have said.
Yeah. He, Steven Tyler fucked a 16-year-old when he was like 30. And
not as bad as Karl Malone, but not good.
Still. Yes. Totally agree. And he, she's like, he did this and we know he definitely did it because he wrote about it in his memoir. So that's what. Katie Shady's gonna lay some knowledge on us.
So if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't just Steven Tyler who was in on this.
Oh.
Her parents gave him custody of her so she could go on tour with them.
Perfectly normal.
They pulled Priscilla Presley situation. Yeah,
this is a Michael Jackson. Similar. Like, this is the playbook. You get the parents on board.
To be suing her parents as well.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, I was searching around, like I fell down a YouTube rabbit hole after the Chris Rock thing. I wanted to watch an old Chappelle special when he talks about the kid, the Make-A-Wish kid with Michael Jackson. He's like, this kid's 10 years old. He was not old. He never knew Thriller, and his dying wish is to meet Michael Jackson. He's like saying it's the parents, and he's like, I was alive during Michael Jackson, and like, I would only meet him if it like fit into my schedule perfectly well.
Yes. Yeah. It's totally true. That's always weird. Yeah. Like what? Those little kids have no idea who he is. He's just some old creepy.
Right. Yeah. He also said, damn, I thought you were dying. Why am I getting sued for this? I thought you'd be dead by now.
Well, I mean, that's how he would pick his victims.
Oh, also those groupies that, the character Penny Lane was based on were from Los Angeles, and they were called the Baby Groupies.
Oh, disgusting.
And Penny Lane is based off Sable Starr, who started hanging out on the strip when she was like 13 years old.
What the fuck?
And I think she lost her virginity to Iggy Pop when she was 13.
Not my guy.
And her friend,
that's my guy.
Lori Maddox, who they called her Lori Lightning, became famous because she lost her virginity to David Bowie, and then I believe she was with Jimmy Page for many years, and he had custody of her, too.
Custody?
So, and all their parents were, like, totally
Oh, my God.
So it's all kind of, like, weird and disgusting.
Very.
But that's how they rolled back then.
Apparently.
But I'd be interested to see if this Steven Taylor lawsuit includes this woman's parents.
Well,
because they gave him their blessing to basically take their daughter around the world and have rough sex with
Jeez.
Her.
Jeez. So,
anyway, yeah, gross.
But can you give consent to, I mean, it doesn't absolve Steven Tyler. You can't give consent to statutorily rape my child.
You can probably give consent for him to, like, take her on a trip.
Make decisions.
But you don't give consent to rape.
Yeah. Yeah. That is kind of weird. Thanks for the info.
That's the whole basis, the argument that sent our girl, Mary Kay Letourneau, to jail.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it was, quote, consensual, but they're saying you can't give consent when it's that.
Billy, who needs it, obviously. He was in sixth grade.
Wait, did he die?
No, she died. She died after trying to get Guru Stu's dick. Let's see what Billy's up to. I'm always up for a Billy Falau. Tough name to spell. Sure. Oh, luckily my computer knows because I've typed it in so many times.
Speaking of hair, yeah. He's had some hairstyles over the years.
Yeah, yes. Remember he was a DJ headline for a while. It might be still what he's doing.
Billy, it's a shame. I wish I could have had him at my wedding.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the DJ to get, right? Well, hold on. I mean, he had another kid recently.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. He's 39. Billy Falau has expanded his family. The 39-year-old who was previously married to the late convicted child rapist, Mary Kay Letourneau. Yeah, has welcomed his third baby, a daughter named Sophia. Falau has two daughters, Audrey, 25, and Georgia, 24, with Letourneau. Georgia announced the news of baby Sophia's arrival on a private Instagram. Hi, Sophia, I'm your big sister. You're so beautiful. Letourneau, who died in 2020 of stage 4 cancer at 58, was a sixth grade teacher in 1996 when she began sexually abusing Falau. That's, you know, look, I get that you're trying to use correct language here, but let's get Billy's take on it. Ultimately, she was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for child rape. She twice became pregnant with Falau's children before he was 15, despite orders to keep them apart because he needed it.
Yep.
R.I.P. Mary. What a legend. She tried to fuck Guru Stu.
Mary.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this picture and people.
She's pretty hot.
She looked younger than him at this point.
Yeah, he looks pretty rugged. Like
the club living.
Yeah.
The club living might have caught up.
Yeah.
To him. He looks a little ragged.
He's got worse eye bags than me at this, and he's much younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be, you know, the skin.
God, that sixth grader knew some things.
Yeah, the skin is, you know, it loses moisture, Ed. If you're putting out a lot of fluids but not taking in as many, and
he didn't hydrate. That's what you're telling me.
Well, he's fire hosing it. You know, he's just pumping semen constantly. You got to drink. You got to take
in demand DJ.
Yes, exactly. He actually needs like a daily IV. To rehydrated if you're coming that much and that often. So right. that could have been the issue. Okay, emails. So I started the latest episode. You say you don't get any emails here, so here's one from me. Oh, he's bulleted. I travel a lot for work and always have to shit.
Point one.
And always have to shit at the airport.
Oh, no.
I never really thought about it until you guys started talking about it. Am I not normal? If you have to go, you have to go. I mean, I agree. It's just a bad place to have to go. It's
really
it's the worst
gross
place
in there.
Yeah.
It smells. You hear like sounds of guys trying to pump it out. It's not good.
Yeah. I was just before the show, I went on a little hike to the hills behind where I live here. And, you know, it's like a little like park area. And I was coming out of it. and I kind of had to pee. And sometimes, you know, I'll just like find a little spot off the side and pee if I really have to go, or I'll just hold it till I got home. But as I was walking out of the park area, and there's a parking lot, and there's a couple like porta potties in there. Oof. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just going to be uncomfortable to walk the rest of the way home having to pee. And I don't want to be, you know, go on the sex offender registry if somebody walks by when I'm peeing in the bushes. So I'm like, I'm just going to go pee in this thing. And it was like, all I was doing was peeing, you know, but I was like trying to keep my head up so I didn't look down into the thing.
Right. Oh, God. And
then,
smells.
And then, you know, if you smell something, that means you're inhaling little particles of what you smell. And so I'm trying like not to smell anything. So I'm like keeping my head up, and it's just like, you know, it's just imagine having to do that at the airport. You know, it's bad. It's not ideal. If you can avoid it, I would suggest it.
It's way better than on the airplane.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh God.
So I would even say
like peeing on the airplane.
You definitely do it at the airport.
Yeah, over the airplane.
I try to do it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
At home.
Of course.
It's number one.
Of course. Number one spot. Second bullet. I used to really like Clay Travis's sports show, but since he teamed up with Buck Sexton, oh, that's a made-up person. That's not a real
person.
That
sounds like a porn star.
Yeah, it does. To produce the world's most unlistenable radio show, I haven't kept up with him. During the early days of COVID, he was very vocal. So if he was wearing a mask on the side, that would be pretty ridiculous. But I trust Ed. That Outkick website has some pretty good sports handicap writers. I haven't listened to Kurt Schilling, but he is very much against the current state of the game, from what I gather. They also have Tommy Lauren. Oh, is she not on TV anymore? She's pretty good looking, but just reads off a screen, so I don't understand the appeal. Okay, I appreciate that. Final bullet. I think, oh yeah, I was just talking about the Alabama player with my buddies. I can't believe they are still letting this dude play. Oh, this is the guy that delivered a murder weapon to a murderer. But he just happens to be the best player in the country.
I saw a mock draft and he was going number three.
Yeah.
Like he's that good.
Yeah, that's crazy. But there he was out there on Saturday dropping 40 on Arkansas. I guess winning basketball games is all that matters. How is this guy not an accessory to murder other than, well, he lives in Alabama? What is going on in Alabama? They don't let the girls play, but they do let the murderers play? Accessories?
I assume the argument, which I don't agree with, is he can say, my friend told me to bring the loaded gun to him, but he didn't tell me what it was for.
Yes. Like, yeah.
I assume that's it. It's a complete horseshit.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was just talking to my wife about it today and Michelle. I think probably three quarters of the schools out there, and it's a dirty business, college basketball. I still think three quarters of the schools out there would bench him. I do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I think there are plenty that will play him, but like three quarters of them would be like, this is really a terrible look, even for us at Alabama.
What if they win the national championship and then the next day, or what if they're going to the national championship game and then a grand jury is convened and he's charged as an accessory to murder? Like that never goes away.
And they kicked the guy off the team who he handed the gun to. So like part of the team's command.
Because
he was averaging 3 points a game. Like it's so transparent. It's it's absurd.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
That's for the Tommy Lauren thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's saying she's pretty good looking. I agree.
Yeah.
But just reads off a screen. Yeah. I've read some of her tweets over the years. I think you need somebody else writing her words for her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's very smart.
No, I don't think so either. She's a good candidate for one of those people that if you could have sex with them, knowing you would, they would die. Like I would pick her
because I think your theme would murder them.
Yeah. I think I would, I think I could, she's not physically repulsive, so I could bang her and I wouldn't be bummed that would end her life.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Right.
He continues. Here's an email. Thanks for making me laugh after every week. P.S. Brian, I need your expert opinion. I was watching the MTV Behind the Music about Poison. Brian, explain Bret Michaels' hair system. To me, it looks like 100% wig. That is from our friend Matthew Wait. Richards. It is a wig. Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah. Isn't Bret Michaels the guy? I don't think I've ever seen it, not in decades. He always has the bandana, right?
He has a bandana, but it's fake hair hanging. So it's like that. It's like the hat with the ponytail that the bald guy wears, or yes. or the, yeah. the visor with the Guy Fieri hair sticking out on top.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that, but it's like he's not making a joke. Here, let's look. I haven't looked at old Bret Michaels in a while. And it's Hulk Hogan does the same thing where he's got the little bits of hair hanging in the back. Yeah. That's just part of the it's like connected to the
bald guys can grow long hair if it's just coming out the sides.
Yeah, but it could be like kind of thin. You know, like it's your hair's right. not as thick, even if you're bald. Even
I think Hogan is pretty thin.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and yeah, Bret Michaels. Yeah, this is. I mean, he was a real piece of ass back in the day. This guy was gorgeous. Even worse. Yes, he's got fake hair. Oh, here's a good one. Yeah. Yes, he's wearing a wig, but even worse, he's doing the thing where he shoe polishes the mustache and the soul patch. So it's like his fake hair in the back is blonde, but his mustache and soul patch are jet black. Looks like he hits him with the Krylon. Oh, I forgot he got Pamela Anderson. He got peak Pamela Anderson back in the day. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a wig, buddy. He throws on like a little like clip on thing in the back to have hair in the back, and then he throws a cowboy hat on and a do rag, and you never even know. Like, you know who I like? You know who I'm a big fan of is Dwight Yoakam. And Dwight Yoakam's bald, but he's not pretending he's not bald. He just wears a cowboy hat.
He wears a hat, but I've seen him take off the cowboy hat to like scratch his head. Like he's fine with it.
Yeah. And once
Ron
in a while,
Howard is kind of the same way. He wears that same. Hat. He throws you know he's bald.
Yeah, you know he's bald. You know what? Dwight Yoakam will show up. He'll be in Sling Blade or, you know, he's in another Panic Room and he's bald in the movie. But, you know, day to day, his look is just that cowboy hat, which is I can respect. He's not, you know, he's not trying to trick you. Okay, thank you for that. Matthew, do we have more? Yeah. Okay, I saw this. AI is wild. Just thought you guys would enjoy. Keep up the heat, boys. Zach and La Jolla. And then these are rap lyrics that apparently he had created. He must have typed in, make a rap song about the Baller Lifestyle podcast into an AI, and this is what they came up with. And now,
how does AI know to put my name in quotes?
I don't know. I'm not gonna ask for a beat. I'm going cold here. Yo, listen up. Let me tell you about a podcast that's straight fire, not never anything that's broadcast. It's the Baller Lifestyle, and it spells my name with a Y, which is maybe he's fucking this. with Brian and quote Ed, the only podcast worth listening to. Don't get it twisted. Brian's got a way with words. He never gets too crude. That's right. But sometimes he gets scatological. Never. But you got to give him his due. And quote Ed is the man. Always on point with his takes, but we gotta apologize for that dong talk in his Amazon review, for goodness sake. Huge shout out to Travis. TRN was dynamite. And thank God for Friday Facts. It led us to the light. Bri and Eduardo, they bring the heat. Pro Manuel, we're all in. We can't be beat. Support the boys on Red Circle. Give them your love. And on iTunes, leave them 5 stars. It's a must. These guys know how to bring the heat every time. Baller Lifestyle, forever on our minds. So there you have it. Baller Lifestyle in a wrap. Listen to the podcast. It's a guaranteed slap. Brian and Ed, they're the real deal. Keep bringing the heat. Keep it unreal. And then he says, ChatGPT, boys. If you haven't used it, it's worth a look. Now, I can't believe that was really crazy. Made by AI.
My son is doing He's messing with ChatGPT a lot.
Oh, no.
Like, just to see if it can write his papers for him.
Oh, it can.
And he'll show it to me. So it definitely is creepy how it can get shit.
So my daughter was telling me that one kid in her English class, I don't think it's ChatGPT, but it's some AI. And he'll just put in, like, write, well, like, whatever book they're reading or whatever. He'll be like, write a 10th grade level paper on this topic or this book. And it's like all his papers are so good that his teacher is like recommending him for awards and shit. I know. They didn't have this one. They didn't have this shit. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Okay, thanks for that, Zach. No, I know it's not until Saturday, but my dear friend needs to be celebrated. Happy of days to you, good sir. Hit the link, Bri Bex. Oh, I have a feeling. That's right. This coming Saturday, if people are team current, it's going to be our dear friend Ed's birthday on the greatest birthday you can have. Of course, 311 day. Chill. Now, these lyrics are so bad.
This is the only one I know.
Yeah. It's a banger.
But I don't know the words. Like,
you don't want to. You don't want to know.
You know when they're like...
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you right now.
I know it.
I'll tell you right now. Because it's coming up. We changed a lot and then some. Know that we have always been down. If I ever didn't thank you, then just let me do it now.
See, but, I wish I didn't know it, because then I thought maybe they were getting at something.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I know.
That's
it doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's literally word salad. Yeah. Yeah. Ed's birthday coming up Saturday on Twitter. If you're team current, you send Ed all the 311 GIFs, all the 311 YouTubes, anything 311. If your birthday's 311, you have to celebrate the great band 311. Okay, thank you for everybody that emailed and sent voicemails. Let's talk some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is happening to things that are not, in fact, sports?
We lost a great actor this past week. Yeah. Broke the news of his aneurysm during the show.
That's
last
right.
Week.
And now this is what we do. We break news here.
But that was in the red circle portion.
That's right.
RP Tom Sizemore, 61 years old. And that dude did some fucking.
How fucking old is this guy? He was only 61?
Yeah, it's awful.
Now, this is.
Great actor, did some hard living.
Yeah.
He definitely. His issues undermined what could have been a ridiculous
really
career. Because he still was in, like, wasn't he in Private Ryan? He was in.
Yes.
He was in a bunch of shit, but like he could have had a much bigger career.
Yes.
Because he had charisma. He was good looking. He was great.
This is tough because this is an separate the art from the artist situation for me, because he also was he abused at least one, I think a few women in his, drug hazes, an excuse for him. But I try not to be this guy, because there's nothing lower to me than anybody that puts their hands on a woman. That said,
I agree, but I like Dr. Dre.
I know it's hard. I know.
You got to separate, or else you're never going to watch sports. You're going to struggle with a lot of stuff.
It's tough because I realize I'm being hypocritical in this situation, but I just love this guy as an actor. I love his performances. He was in, Black Hawk Down, fucking True Romance.
Really good at his job.
Yeah, he was just solid. Just gave you. He was a character actor that you had to look at when he was on the screen. He just had that kind of charisma. So, R.I.P. Tom Sizemore. He was a complicated dude.
R.I.P. to a pretty interesting guy's career. Yeah. Rico Browning. Oh. He was a stuntman, the star of The Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
And he was a director of like different parts of movies, including the candy bar pool scene in Caddyshack. 93 years old.
I mean, really did a number on Baby Ruth sales, I believe. That was that scene. Just a little tough day. Yeah. Tough day. Caddy day. Caddy's got 30 minutes. Caddy's got to use the pool from like 2 to 2:30 or something.
Yeah. That's a good scene.
Iconic. Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Gary Rossington. Yeah. I found out today he was the founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, 71. Yeah. He survived the plane crash.
Yeah. That, you know, I had kind of like, I didn't think much of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, I knew Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm like, they're a good band. And then I watched that documentary on Netflix about Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I was like, oh, this is a fucking great band. Like, I was kind of slow on the uptake of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then I filled up my Spotify like songs with tons of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Just really like a walk the walk band. This guy was like fucking, you know, a lot of the sound of the band, the guitar player. And, I would recommend that documentary.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it already.
And then R.I.P. Steve Mackey, pulp bassist, 56 years old. Yeah. They were like a 90s British.
Britpop. Yep. That's pretty young. Pretty young. R.I.P.
The National Park Services came out with an official statement and said, never push a slower friend down if you come across a bear.
No, that is what you do. Yeah, no. I don't want to be the slowest. So, look, I'm gonna try to
encourage them to run to keep up with me. But if they're keeping me back,
I'm gonna try to outrun
bear's
you.
Bear's gonna eat someone, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to outrun you.
It's a pretty dark view of human nature. If you're saying don't push the fat friend down,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily like push somebody in the way of a bear.
I'm not gonna take my friend out.
Yeah,
but unless it's my family, sorry, I'm just gonna try to be the fastest runner in that situation.
I mean, what's a big grizzly like 1,000 pounds, 1,200? Like,
they have
paws the size of basketballs and with razors sticking out of them. That like
right. you get whacked, you get slapped with one of those paws, you're fucked.
Yeah, and then and God forbid. You survive because remember what happened to Leo in The Revenant.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you don't want to go out like that. So look, you don't have to be faster than a bear. You just got to be faster than your buddy in that case. Yeah.
But I agree not to push them down.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're like holding on to you to like keep up with you.
And also,
you got to push them down.
Isn't this kind of like a false dilemma? Like, are there so many people that are trying to throw their friends in front of bears?
But don't you feel like a lot of rules and statements are in response to somebody who did exactly that?
Yeah, yeah. If you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down. Even if you feel the friendship has run its course? No, is this somebody's getting cute on their Twitter.
Comedy?
Yes. The agent used a lighthearted joke as a segue into some more serious bear safety tips. Seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park.
No, it's not a treat. Yeah. It's terrifying.
I went to Alaska once when I was 13, and I saw bears. I saw grizzlies, but I was like inside a vehicle. So
yeah, would that be a special treat if you just saw it and you were not in a vehicle?
No, fuck.
Terrifying.
No. While it is an exciting moment, it is important. See, people have different. My idea of an exciting moment is where I get to come at the end. An exciting moment is like, I would not classify seeing a bear as an exciting moment. Like that is not, that's because you might die. Like that's not exciting to me.
Right.
It is important to remember the bears.
You discuss the bear right before having sex with an attractive woman right. back in the hotel. Yeah,
that's better. Yes, it is important to.
Did you see that bear? That was fucking nuts. Yeah, hey, that's fuck. Let's have sex. Yeah, now.
It is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous. Yeah, they're just fucking eating machines. Now, a bear fucks up most other animals, right? Like, a bear fucks up a gorilla easily. It's fucking three times the size.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I love the documentary Grizzly Man. Guy's like, no, it's cool. I'm like, I know how to live amongst the bears. And then they leave the camera was rolling, and you just hear... Yeah. One of these bears wasn't so cool with living with grizzly. Yeah, man.
He wanted to get fucked to death by those bears. Bears. Now, a tiger, a bear, obviously much bigger than a tiger, but a tiger stalks. So
tiger, it's going to like slow stalk. Yeah.
If a tiger gets the jump on a bear and locks up that jugular, he could fuck up a tiger could fuck up a bear, but a bear,
I think a rhino would take out a bear.
One swat from a bear breaks a tiger's back. You know that all or of a sudden,
rhino.
Rhino's pretty fucking huge. And they have that hard, that thick leather. Yeah,
it's like armor.
Yeah. It's like armor. And they got a horn that they could put right through. Yeah. A rhino's bigger. A rhino could fuck up a bear for sure. Rhino's and an elephant.
Enormous too.
Yeah. And a hippo. Hippo could fuck up a bear.
Elephant handlers.
Yeah.
It's like the most dangerous job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even if an elephant's not trying to fuck you up, it could accidentally fuck you up. It's giant.
Yeah.
It's a fucking dinosaur that walks the earth. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about people who have wronged and they have been wronged. And this is our biggest wronging of the week.
Totally.
A Canadian teacher named, of course, Kayla Lemieux, was placed on leave after parents criticized Kayla's decision to wear size Z prosthetic breasts to school.
I mean, let her live. I do like how when...
She's working wood shop, which they show video in this link.
Yeah, yeah. Also...
And, I mean, they're getting really close to the.
Yeah, look, those
and the nipples.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot for woodshop, but
I mean, it's
let her live.
I would let her live. Obviously, it's a long way to go to make a point. I mean, the point is kind of amusing. But you're carrying those big ass fun bags around every day, and then you're walking around on the weekend and you're looking just like comedian Tim Dillon. You know, it's confusing to the rest of us. But, I mean, let this person enter size Z's.
The nipples are enormous.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. And loud comers can not just my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.